Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Jacob.
And we're here to talk about the environment today. And one country who's really working on sustainability is Finland, in a very cold part of the world.
Right.
You know, this is one place I'd really like to go see, though. I know they eat a lot of fish, which I'm not a big fan of fish, but I would really like to go see Finland. My parents saw it when I was a little girl and came back and said, oh, it's so pretty and the people are so beautiful and you definitely want to go, but it's quite a ways away.
Right.
So I've never gotten there. Have
and
you
it's
ever been?
Cold.
Oh, it's very cold. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I've never been. When I think of Finland, I think of Santa Claus. Doesn't he come from
the
North Pole?
Yeah.
In some traditions, he comes from Finland.
Uh-huh.
And I think of reindeer. I think there are a lot of reindeer in Finland.
Yeah.
So Finland is kind of near Russia. And also it's part of the group of countries called Scandinavia.
Mm-hmm.
And they include, of course, Norway, Sweden,
Denmark,
and Finland.
Yeah.
So yeah. So think Northern European, lots of snow.
Iceland is up there too.
Yeah. Lots of snow, lots of ice, very cold.
I don't know how many Taiwanese people would want to go in the winter. I know you guys like to be warm. I know. But it does look very beautiful. We're going to be focusing though on their, attempt to really try to be sustainable as a country and what they're doing to help the people, the Finnish. We call them Finnish.
Yes.
He's Finnish. Often hear people say he's a Finn too, for short. But we're going to talk about some of the great ideas they're doing to keep the planet clean and healthy and so that it'll be around a lot longer. Right now, we're going to read through today's lesson and then we'll be back.
Trying to be green can sometimes feel difficult if there aren't enough resources to help us do so. In Finland, however, sustainability is integrated into people's lives. Finnish people are used to recycling old items and finding ways to reuse things as part of a circular economic model. Their old belongings often go to recycling centers and secondhand stores, which are set up much like supermarkets elsewhere. One of the biggest and best supported of these stores is Kiritys Keskus, or Reuse Center. This chain of secondhand superstores now has 7 locations across the metropolitan areas of Helsinki, Espoo, and Vantaa. It also has plans to expand into northern Finland. Reuse Center stocks numerous practical items, like bicycles, decorations, appliances, books, and clothes. Everything is cleaned before being put on sale, and some things are listed on Reuse Center's online store. As well as selling secondhand goods, the store sells a line of dazzling upcycled items. The chain's in-house designers use their creative talents to turn old products into brand new pieces of art. Some of these have included fabric scraps converted to pillows and skirts, a cabinet made out of an old guitar, and an ottoman made with old books. Reuse Center is far from the only instance of green living in Finland. Other companies there are also enthusiastically participating in the circular economy. One is Helsinki's Restaurant Loop, an eatery that sources its ingredients from supermarkets' expired items, which would otherwise be thrown out. Another is Juice Soap, a project done in alliance with Taichung's Maple Community Eco School, which creates soap from used cooking oil. With such abundant resources of recycling, it's hard to imagine a reason to throw out anything, and this ease of reusing products can help us all minimize the harm to our planet.
Okay, let's dive in, guys. We're going to be talking about how Finland has some really great superstores and it's making green living easy for the people there in Finland. So if you're into green living,
yeah.
I can say green living.
Green living.
You're trying to live in a way that actually helps the earth and doesn't hurt it. You know, trying to live green.
Yeah.
One of the things that's difficult though is to find things or resources to help you. Oh, I wanted to mention, in the title we have the word sustainable. Sustainable means you're able to continue doing something without causing permanent damage, especially to the environment. One example is riding your bike. Cycling is a totally sustainable form of transport, or transportation, as we like to say in American English. Transport is more British English. Yeah, if you ride your bike, you're actually not polluting the environment, which is great.
Right. You also think of power as being sustainable.
Yeah.
So, for instance, wind power mm-hmm. or water power are sustainable sources of energy, whereas fossil fuels like coal or natural gas, mm-hmm. those will run out one day.
At some point, yeah.
And so if something runs out, of course, it can't be sustainable.
Right. So trying to be green can sometimes feel difficult if there aren't enough resources to help us do so. But I think a lot of people in Taiwan are really dedicated to being green, to living green, and being sustainable.
Sure. I mean, Taiwan has a really good recycling program.
Yeah. Well, in Finland, however, it says sustainability. Sustainable is an adjective. Sustainability is the noun form.
Yep.
Is integrated into people's lives. If you see this word integrate, it means when things are combined or they work together in a way that really is effective. Maybe you're writing a paper and you discover some new data that you really want to put into the paper. You want to integrate those new facts that you found into your paper to make it more complete. So sustainability is actually integrated or worked into the people's lives, so that makes it easier for them to live green.
That's right. Finnish people are used to recycling old items. Okay, so this is something that they commonly do. They're
yeah.
used to it. If you're used to something, of course, it's a habit or you do it all the time. So they're used to recycling old items and finding ways to reuse. Here, reuse is a verb, to use again, things as part of a circular economic model. Okay, the circular economic model. That sounds like a very...
gauzy.
Right, it's a kind of a technical term.
Yeah.
It's basically taking something
yeah.
and using it from the beginning of its life to the end of its life, and then maybe trying to find a way to kind of continue the circle so it's more sustainable
right.
in that way.
Right. So, yeah, you're going to reuse or repair or share or refurbish, remanufacture, recycle. You can do all of those things to create that loop. A loop is a circle, of course.
Yeah.
And that minimizes the use of resources, new resources. And it leads to less waste and pollution, which is all important. So yeah, the circular economic model, it's very popular these days. Their old belongings, things they own, often go to recycling centers and secondhand stores, which are set up much like supermarkets. Markets elsewhere. Oh, so there are a lot of places that you can go, at least in Finland, to buy secondhand things or things that have already been recycled, which is great. One of the biggest and best supported of these stores is called the Kiritus Keskus. We don't speak Finnish, so that's our best guess, guys. Or the reuse center. Notice your center is spelled differently. This is the British spelling of the word center. It means the same thing, Zhongxin. So one of the greatest things about this reuse center is that it's really well supported by outside groups. Maybe there are some charities that give them some money, or maybe the government is actually getting involved as well and helping them to continue running this reuse center. Sometimes when you first open a store, it's hard to get going.
Yeah.
So you need some support. Could be financial support. It could be, you know, just customers coming in and supporting you and buying your things. It helps you continue to be successful in the long run, in the long term. And, you know, that's kind of what's happened with this reuse center.
Right. When we think of shops like this, they're not that common. I mean, you have to go and find the secondhand store, or it might be kind of small. It might just be a kind of a mom and pop shop.
But, yeah, we have some small ones in my neighborhood.
Yeah, but here in Finland, it sounds like it's the size of your Welcome or your PX Mart or even your Costco, like a superstore.
Right.
Which is kind of exciting because, uh-huh. you know, we don't associate it with the big stores. We associate it more with sort of the smaller neighborhood type
True.
Shops.
Well, this chain, and it's a chain of stores, right? Now has 7 locations across the metropolitan areas of Helsinki, Espoo, and Vantaa. Now, if it's a metropolitan area, metropolitan just means part of a big city. Metropolitan areas typically have an airport. They have lots of people, lots of stores and buildings, and it's well-developed, built up. So they've got 7 locations across the metropolitan areas of these different cities. It also has plans to expand into northern Finland. Looks like it, right now it's just in one area of the country. Moving on to the next paragraph, the reuse center. What does it do? It stocks numerous practical items like bicycles, decorations. Oh, I hate to waste money on decorations. Appliances, those are things that you typically will find in a kitchen, for example. It's a piece of equipment. It's usually run by electricity. Maybe you have a rice cooker, a washing machine, a refrigerator. Those are all considered appliances. They also have books and clothes.
Right. So these are things that you can find at the reuse center. Everything is cleaned. Okay, very important. If these are secondhand items, of course, they're used.
Uh-huh.
And what you don't want is when you go to the reuse center and you open the refrigerator with this one of these appliances to look inside and, oh my gosh, there's someone's leftovers that have been in there for many months. No. So everything is cleaned before being put on sale. And some things are listed on reuse center's online store. So, okay. This isn't just a physical store that you can go to. You can also shop online, which, of course, is what something a lot of people these days, they don't like to go shopping in stores anymore. Most people or a lot of people like to buy things online. And you can also go to the reuse center's online store.
Cool. We're going to talk more about this particular store. But first, guys, we're going to take a quick break and listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hello, my name is Shelby. 我们来看芬兰环保工作如何进行。标题 sustainable, 动词 sustain 是保持使持续，所以后面加个字为 able, 表示形容词可永续经营的。Green living, 绿色生活。好，如果要 to be green 呢，是环保，其实是很难的哦。如果没有足够的资源的话，我们看第一题的地方 ，in Finland， 在芬兰 ，however， 然而，怎么样子是 integrated？integrate 是使融入，这里是用被动表示被融入到人们的生活中。好，第一题空格是主词的位置，可是前面呢，它没有 the 啊这些冠词，表示说这个名词是一个不可数的名词。那前面提到做环保很困难，可是第二句用 however 然而来表达，表示说第二句的地方在芬兰什么的融入使做环保一点都不困难。我们看选项一 sustainability 是表示永续性，永续性融入的话环保就简单。那芬兰人呢习惯于 recycling old items, 习惯回收旧物品，所以到第二题的地方他们旧的什么东西就会回去回收中心点点点。好，前面说他们会回收物品，表示说是他们的旧物品就会回去回收中心。我们看选项 K, belongings, 就是物品的意思。小心 belongings 是横为复数，所以呢加上一个 S。另外它的动词是 belong, 用法 belong to something。其中最大的一间连锁商店呢是个叫做 reuse center。我们到第三题的地方。这个 chain 就是指连锁商店，这个二手货的连锁商店呢现在有七个，怎么样子 across 遍布 the metropolitan areas 是都会区 of Helsinki。Helsinki 是赫尔辛基，是芬兰的首都。好，在赫尔辛基这个地方就有七个什么东西，所以呢第三题我们很清楚要看一个复数的名词，而前面提到 chain 连锁商店，表示说有很多的不同的地点。选项 C locations 是地点或位置的意思，它的动词是 locate, 后面习惯加介系词再加地方。第四题，它同时也有计划要怎么样子芬兰的北部。好，在 to 后面我们加原形动词形成不定词，那又说要到芬兰北部，暗示有扩大到那里的意思。选项 H expand 它的用法后面经常加介系词 into 或者是 to 来表示说扩大到某地或某程度，所以这题答案选 H expand。 那又如何进行这些环保工作呢？我们在第二段第五题的地方 Reuse Center 怎么样子 Numerous 很多的实用产品例如脚踏车装饰品或 Appliances Appliances 是电器小家电例如咖啡机啦微波炉等等每个东西都要被清理在他们被 put on sale 就是上架贩卖之前好第五题我们前面的主词是 reuse center 单数代表着第五题这地方是单数第三人称的动词字尾要加 s 而且呢又说上架之前要先清理暗示说要先把它储备起来储存起来选项 B stock 那当作动词的时候就是储备的意思也可以加个介系词 up stock up 表示储备起来另外它也可以当名词当成股票或者是库存
We're going to take a quick break Stay tuned, we'll be right back Welcome back, guys. We're talking about Finland's sustainable superstores, and how they're making green living easy. Yeah, superstore. When you guys see that word superstore, it's not just a regular sized grocery store or supermarket. Usually it is as big as, Carrefour. Is it Carrefour?
Carrefour would be a superstore.
Yeah, Costco, Sam's Club if you're in the States.
RT Mart they have here. That's like Da Renfa.
Da Renfa is a superstore too.
Kind of like it sells not only just groceries or like food that you would find in a supermarket, but also things that everyday items.
Bicycles.
Like, yeah. Clothing.
Yeah.
Pots and pans.
Videos.
Even. Yeah.
Yeah. I think of all the things we find at those superstores. Those have become quite popular. Well, it's no different there in Finland. This particular superstore stocks a lot of things that are very practical. We talked about how they have the bicycles, decorations, appliances, books, and clothes. And like Jacob said, everything is cleaned. Before being put on sale and some things are listed on its online store. Nowadays, guys, if you're studying business in particular, online stores will sometimes also have a brick and mortar store, which just means it's a store. It has a physical location where you can actually open the door, walk in and buy something. Brick and mortar is not the same as online. Some stores are only online. So they've got an online store there too, and as well as selling secondhand goods, the store sells a line of dazzling upcycled items.
Ooh.
Dazzling, when I see that word, I honestly think of the stage and bright lights. When it's dazzling, it's usually quite bright. Sometimes you have to kind of close your eyes a little. It's so dazzling. But it can also mean impressive, attractive, really cool. Sometimes when I'm watching baseball games, Jacob and I both love baseball.
We
and we'll see players that have dazzling skills like who's the guy? Who's the shortstop on your team? Mookie Betts.
Right fielder, not the shortstop.
Oh, sorry. I'm thinking of Derek Jeter on my side. But yeah, Mookie Betts, dazzling. So if you have a talent that's quite amazing or you're dressed up in a really gorgeous outfit, it could be dazzling to others. So what's upcycled mean?
Upcycled is interesting. Upcycled is when you take something that you're going to recycle it, but instead of turning it back into the same thing, you make something even better, or you make something that maybe has more value than the original product has. So let me give an example right now. Right now I carry a wallet that has been upcycled. Can you guess what it originally was?
A sock?
Close. Close.
Handkerchief?
It was a bicycle tire, the inner tube of a bicycle tire. When you get rid of a tire, you throw it into a landfill, a garbage dump, and it's just going to sit there.
Uh-huh.
And it's bad for the environment.
And it's just that they burn them that's
right.
bad.
So this company that I found, they actually take these bicycle tires and they upcycle them into very useful things,
very cool things.
So I have a wallet that looks pretty cool, I think, and it's made from a bicycle tire.
Oh, you've got to show it to me.
I will.
Here's another example of upcycle. Maybe you have some old scarves, ladies, and you decide, you know, I'm tired of wearing them. What else can I do with them? Well, you could make a beautiful, fashionable pillow to put on your sofa. There's an example of upcycling stuff. That's very popular today. If you watch any design shows, you'll often hear that word upcycled or upcycle. So listen for that word. Now, the chain, we're talking about the reuse center, the chain's in-house designers use their creative talents to turn old products into brand new pieces of art. And we just gave you a couple of examples of how you could do that. Some of these have included fabric scraps converted to pillows and skirts.
That's what you talked about.
Yeah, right? So a scrap of something, guys, is just a piece. Usually it's not as valuable. Like when I was growing up, we would eat dinner and then take the scraps or the leftovers.
Yeah,
the scraps,
table,
really.
Table
not,
scraps.
Not even leftovers. There's not enough. You know, that would include the bones, and we'd give them to our dog,
sure,
who loved it.
Yeah.
So those are scraps. Or maybe you're sewing something and you cut things out and they're little pieces of fabric around that aren't big enough to really make much with. Those are scraps as well.
I'm going to ask you,
yeah,
when you were younger, did you have a scrapbook?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Totally.
So a scrapbook, you basically have you have an empty book. The pages are blank and you would tape or draw things and you would put them on the blank pages. Maybe you'd cut out a picture of from a magazine that someone you like, or, you know, you take a photograph of your friends and you put it in the book and you mm-hmm. write something there. That's basically what a scrapbook is. And it's kind of like something that young people like to do.
Well, I even keep some scrapbooks today for my life. So if I go to a concert, I keep those tickets.
Oh, yeah.
And I glue them into my scrapbook. I'm making a scrapbook for my dad for when he was a lawyer, you know, so he can remember those times. Yeah, those are scrapbooks. Now, if you convert something to something else, it means you change one thing into another form. For example, you might have an extra room in your house and you decide to convert it into a sewing room. So you change one thing into another form. So these fabric scraps were converted to pillows and skirts. Let me say here too, guys, you can also put the preposition into, convert something into something, or convert something to something. They're both correct. Now, here's a cabinet that's made out of an old guitar.
Weird.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So if you make something out of something else, it means you take materials and that's what it's composed of. That's what it's made from. Now, ottoman is kind of a square-shaped piece of furniture, and it's usually got a soft top.
Yep.
You can put your feet on it. Sometimes it stores things. Ottoman is often seen with a chair, an armchair. There's an ottoman to it. And that was made with old books. Very cool.
Interesting. Okay, let's take a look at our last paragraph here. A reuse center is far from the only instance of green living in Finland. So, of course, the Finnish people like their green living.
They do.
Other companies there are also enthusiastically participating in the circular economy. If you do something enthusiastically, you do it with a lot of spirit, with a lot of emotion. It's something that you are really excited about.
Okay? Jazzed about.
Yeah, jazzed up about. So they are enthusiastically taking part in the circular economy.
Yeah, we've got Helsinki restaurant called the Restaurant Loop. It's an eatery. An eatery is an informal word. It's usually American English and not so much British English. But it's a small restaurant, and it sources or gets its ingredients from supermarkets' expired items.
Oh.
I often will buy, just yesterday I bought some fruit at the grocery store that was on the, you know, expired tray.
It's still okay.
Yeah, it's still great. You have to eat it within, you know, a day or two. But yeah, I do that a lot, which would otherwise be thrown out. Oh, we waste so much food in the grocery stores.
This is a good
It's a great
thing.
Idea. So another is called Juice Soap, a project done in alliance with Ty Jones Maple Community Eco School. If you do something in alliance with something else, it means you agree to work together to try to produce something or achieve something.
Right.
And we're pretty proud of Ty Jones for doing this because they are working together again with Juice Soap to create soap from used cooking oil.
Oh.
Cool, huh?
Yeah, that's upcycling.
Yeah.
You know, you take some used cooking oil and make soap from it? Sure.
Very cool.
With such abundant resources for recycling, it's hard to imagine a reason to throw out anything.
Yeah.
Right. So yeah, why throw things out if they can be used again? And this ease of reusing products can help us all minimize the harm to our planet. So we're doing good for the earth by not throwing things away and buying new things, but reusing the things that we have.
Yeah, see how clever you can be. Look around your house and see if you can find anything that you personally can upcycle and use again. Right now, guys, it's time to listen to our Chinese teacher, and then we'll be back to wrap it up.
第六题，这些连锁商店的 in-house designers, in-house 不是指在房间里哦，它是指这组织内部里面的，这机构里面他们自己的设计师会使用什么的才能来将这些旧产品变成新的艺术品 turn into 将什么变成什么。好，第六题后面 talents 是才能名词，表示前面要放形容词或分词或名词，能将旧东西变成新艺术品当然是很有创意的，所以选 J creative 有创造性的。第七题，那这些艺术品里面呢还包含什么 scraps 被 converted to convert 转变成或改变信仰的意思。好，变成这个枕头或裙子，也就是说呢前面第七题的地方放的形容词应该是跟布料有关，所以我们答案选 D fabric 布料。请到第八题的地方，其实除了这家店还有别的公司也做类似的事情。第八题， Reuse Center is far from, is far from 表示绝对不是怎么样子。第八题前面有个 the, 后面有个 of, 表示它是一个名词的性质。我们看选项 A, instance 是表示例子实例，它不是唯一的例子。好，其他公司有做类似的事情，例如 loop,它是一个 eatery 是小饭馆的意思，它会 source 是当作动词，表示获得它的成分从一些超市的什么物品，这些物品将来可能会被 be thrown out 被丢掉。好，什么东西会被丢掉？那当然是会过期的东西被丢掉咯，所以我们选项选 L expired。 请到第十题的地方，这个便利性啊来利用这些旧商品可以帮助我们怎么样子 the harm 伤害对我们的地球。 help 后面的动词 to v 这个 to 经常被省略掉，直接用原形动词配合后面的 harm 伤害使用，所以我们选 f minimize 使什么最小化，它是及物动词后面加受词。以上是今天的讲解，谢谢收听。
That's it for today, guys. We hope you, get a little bit creative and find some ways that you can make your green living more successful here in Taiwan. For English Digest, I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Jacob.
Bye.
Bye-bye.